Konnichiwa, and welcome to the resurgence of the Synopsis Podcast. It is me, Zach, and I am back after a six-month hiatus. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Zach, where the hell have you been for 6 months? Well, let me tell you something. It has been a hectic 6 months, it has been a crazy 6 months, and it has been an interesting 6 months. So, let's sit back, let's relax, let's take a little drink or something. You know, we're all in quarantine, it's all going to be a little bit to without, so let's just relax for a minute, and then let me tell you about the last 6 months, what the hell has been going on, where we're going in the future with the podcast, and let's talk about some live streaming that I'm doing on Twitch as well now, because I have a pretty nice PC, thanks to some help from my brother and his friend. So without further ado, let's get into the introduction. Let's talk about the Synopsis Podcast. This may not be the longest podcast we have had in the past, but I will tell you what, it will be a nice little catch-up from me and to you guys, just to figure out where we're going from there. So let's get into it. Okay, so I mentioned in the introduction, it has been about 6 months since our last podcast, and ironically, I wasn't even thinking this would happen, but ironically, it was called Disappeared Without a Trace. And for 6 months, I've been pretty much silent on my Instagram, on the Spotify, you know, wherever you get your podcasts. I've been quiet, I've been silent, I haven't really been around. And there has been some reasons for that, so let's get into those reasons. As I mentioned in the introduction, it's been a crazy 6 months, guys. Crazy 6 months. First, I got moved into a new job, a new position, so I was running the whole entire place now, taking care of a lot more things, working 60, 70 hours a day, sorry, a day, a week, to really try and get the place up and running properly and correctly again. So, you know, podcasting took a back seat for a bit. And the time that I was at home, no, it wasn't very early, it wasn't late. It was around that time that my baby was going to sleep or, you know, waking up. I wasn't really around to see my kids, so on the days I had off, instead of trying to waste time, you know, trying to get a podcast, not waste time, but spend 2 hours editing a podcast and then uploading it and all that good stuff. I could spend 2 hours doing that or 2 hours with my daughter. Obviously, no offense to anyone listening, but I'm going to choose the 2 hours with my daughter because at the end of the day, she's the one who I am trying to teach and grow, you know. She's my child at the end of the day, so I'm going to spend more time with her. So that was a big reason why the podcast kind of just took a back seat. And then, obviously, every single episode of Season 1, I'm going to call it, of the Synopsis, every episode of Season 1, people just kind of asked me, hey, Zach, what you going to do next? You going to do scary? You going to do spooky? Are you going to do, you know, antidotes, cooking? I don't know. I didn't know, and the problem is when you don't know what you want to do in a podcast, the podcast doesn't really go anywhere because now I'm scrambling for ideas, I'm doing all this research, and it basically felt like I was just reading off a script and reading off a paper that I had in front of me because I just wanted to do research and whatnot. So I'm going to take a swig of water real quick. Uncut, unedited, it saves everyone some time, let's be honest, and I can spend time with my kid afterwards. So yeah, it got to a point where I was just like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. I'm not enjoying recording, I'm not enjoying finding things to talk about, I'm just not enjoying anything about it. And after spending, you know, $100, $200 on microphones and equipment and everything, all that good stuff, it just wasn't clicking and nothing was really working. Now, it wasn't helpful that I was also doing the podcast on a old school HP laptop that couldn't run anything well without it being like at high capacity and potentially breaking on me. Excuse me, taking a yawn. Like I said, uncut and edited. Whatever. We're gonna go with it, we're gonna flow with it. Like I said, this isn't gonna be a professional take of a podcast because, you know, I'm gonna go through it and just say, fuck it, we're gonna do what we're gonna do. You wanted to catch up, you guys wanted me to get back into it. This is it. So, computer was an issue. And time was an issue, work was an issue, everything seemed to be an issue. So 3 or 4 months came down the line and I was like, oh, I need to get back into podcasting. I've got people who want to actually hear me talk, who want to hear about certain things. And then, like I said, coming up with ideas about everything. You know how difficult it is to research things online and figure out what you want to talk about that week or that day, and especially doing 3 episodes a week during that limited time. So I had 20 to 30 minutes to really look at things and to research things. Then I had an hour to an hour and a half tops to talk, produce, edit, upload. And then I had about 20 to 30 minutes to spend with my kid. And that just wasn't working for me. And, you know, like I said, it sucks. It is what it is. But we're trying something new. Well, what I'm going to try and do, don't hold me to it, because I can't guarantee. What we're going to try and do is spend an hour, maybe 2 hours a week, once a week, maybe twice if I'm only doing an hour podcast. I don't know. And we're just going to talk about anything and everything and whatever we want. Maybe I'll have guests on, like I said before. If I can figure all that out, then I'll do that. But doing all that is pretty difficult to figure out, especially when you're trying to record from halfway across the world. You have... excuse me, yawning again because it's late at night. Sorry. And I was actually live streaming before this, and I'll be streaming after this. So I've been talking a lot already, so bear with me. When you're trying to figure out when people across the world, different time zones, all that stuff, you're just like them. And then you try and figure out how to get the recording from their computer onto yours and how to edit it and to process. It's a whole thing. It's a whole ordeal. And it's just something that I'm like, okay, I didn't really want to deal with that. And if you hear clicking in the background, I do apologize. I'm actually just creating a new folder for the podcast. So that is now an official thing. Episode 1 intro's in there. And this will be the episode 2 talk, I guess. Or episode 1 talk part 2. So I can break it up. So... big thing, like I said, time was an issue. Let's get on to everything else here that happened in the world, though. After time was an issue, and after that, my heart just kind of fell out of it, and I wanted to spend more time with my family, and then I found out my wife was pregnant again, and that really put a backseat on it, because now I'm like, okay, I'm going to have 2 children by the end of June. When am I going to find time to podcast? When am I going to find me time? Time to work out, time to work on my Japanese, time to do all this stuff. Like, it was crazy, and I was just panicking. I was in free falling mode, and the podcast was the last thing on my mind. Actually, I was the last thing on my mind, honestly. It was more for everybody else. I did what I did in my regular life, everyday life, etc., etc. And it was more about preparing for a new child or a new situation, a new scenario. And then a real big scenario hit, and that was called COVID-19. And COVID-19 hit us like a sack of bricks, did it not, people? It hit us hard and it hit us fast. Now, a lot of y'all are still not taking the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, seriously. And it's kind of worrying that people aren't taking this shit seriously still, because it's been 3 months now. I've been out of work for nearly a month now. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Zach, you know, you had time to put a new podcast up when you had that. Listen. That month that I'm having off right now, every single waking moment I've spent with my child, day in, day out, I spent some time playing games, but guess what? She's sitting on my lap, or she's sitting right beside me on the couch, or she's watching The Wiggles, which is her new favorite show now, by the way. So, I've been with her pretty much non-stop. I'll tell you what, I've realized I yawn a lot when I talk during podcasts. Holy crap, I've had to start pausing to yawn and then go back onto the conversation. That's kind of crazy, but yeah, so... I could have had time to, but again, I wasn't really in it. I was just kind of unwinding and trying to relax and trying to figure everything out, like we all are right now in the world, because of this corona disease. It's spreading like wildfire, and officially, as of today, April 11th, America has passed Italy in the most deaths of the corona. And that's something that we should really be thinking about, guys, because this shit ain't gonna go away anytime soon unless y'all start listening to what the fuck you're supposed to do, and that's stay your asses inside. I've seen stories of people celebrating Easter with 20, 30 people there inside of a church. What are you doing? I don't care if you're not sick. I don't care if you don't feel sick. You can have a disease. You can have a carrier gene, which means you carry it to somebody who is sick, who has a lower immune system than you, who doesn't have a good immune system like you do, and it gets them sick. And this is how this virus keeps going. The virus doesn't care if you're healthy or not. It will latch onto you and then go to somebody else who is not healthy. Stay the fuck inside, people. Please, I'm begging you. Stay inside unless you absolutely have to. Keep your kids inside. Anything dangerous that could be potential, if you don't need to be outside, if you don't need to go to the store, if you don't need to be at work, then don't be. Okay, I'm not an essential worker. Okay, I'm a chef, damn it, that's my job. I'm a chef, I'm not an essential worker. For those who are essential workers, I have a friend of mine, he's an essential worker. We spoke on the phone today, He goes to work, he spends his 10 hours working, he goes home. The first thing he does before he even gets in the house is he takes off his work clothes. He basically has a change of clothes in the car, in a separate compartment, in a Ziploc bag, what he can change into or put on immediately to go straight to the shower to decontaminate his clothes. And his clothes go straight in the wash because he has a wife and he has a kid at home. His kid is only 3. And they don't want them getting sick. His wife works as a nurse. She's going to be exposed to a lot of people as well. This disease doesn't care. And those who have compromised immune systems will back me up on this. So be careful out there. COVID-19 is no joke. Whatever Trump is saying to you, don't listen. I don't care what they're saying. Regardless of where you think it came from, the fact is it is here now. It is staying unless you guys heed to what it says and start paying attention more. Because right now, nobody's paying attention. And that's why it snuck up on us. The more attention we pay now, the less time we have to spend inside. Spend a week inside, guess what? Oh, there goes my chat. All you gotta do is spend a week inside. Then boom. Half of the virus is gone. Oh my goodness. But now people are going outside. Now we're staying in 2 weeks. Now we're staying in 3 weeks. Do you get the idea? Do you understand where I'm coming from yet? Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe you should see by now. So that's COVID-19 basically. Please stay inside unless you're essential. You have to go outside. Don't make your pregnant wife or your baby go outside because you're too lazy to go to the store. Don't do that. Don't be a dick. Alright, just fucking do it yourself, you lazy motherfuckers. So much for PG on the synopsis, am I right? So, listen. After all this crap, I decided, you know what, fuck it. The laptop isn't holding up for the podcast, I'm gonna need something better. So guess what I did? I went and got me a computer, and I'm gonna talk about this computer just after this break, because we need to get in those commercials so we can get that sweet, sweet ad revenue that we haven't got for the last 6 months. But seriously, I need to take a drink, so I'll be right back. We'll talk about my computer, we'll talk about our live streaming. Like I said, this won't be the longest podcast we've had in the history, but if you want these kinds of podcasts where we're just shooting the shit, and if you don't mind podcasts where there's background noise with the kiddo making some noise or something like that, then let me know. Send me a message on social media at the Synopsis Pod on Twitter or at the Synopsis Pod on Instagram. Let me know that you don't mind, and I can bang out more of these. Because like I said, right now I'm just waiting till the baby's asleep, till the wife goes to bed or whatever, to kind of try and record these so then you guys get a clearer, crisper quality of a podcast than you would with background noise and all that stuff. So like I said, let me know. I'm gonna go get my drink real quick. I will be right back and let's talk about my computer, the live streams, and everything in between. Okay, I just moved my microphone a little bit so it may sound a little bit different, but I got my comfy chair out because my back is killing me from being in this chair for a majority of the day. I need to get a gamer chair or something to be comfortable in while I stream or while I play games. I don't know. Anyway, so let's talk about the podcast. Like I said, the laptop wasn't really cutting it, so I had to sit there and think to myself, okay, if I'm going to continue doing this, there needs to be an upgrade, there needs to be something changing, but I couldn't see myself investing into an expensive computer or laptop or anything just for podcasting. And then, obviously, Corona hit, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, hit. And I started playing games on my laptop because the TV was used to watch The Wiggles. Yeah. Choo choo, chugga chugga, big red car. Please don't copyright me for saying those few lyrics. But that has been in my house nonstop pretty much for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And I couldn't play my PlayStation. I was like, okay, I can't, you know, justify putting $60 onto my PlayStation account to have it for the year if I can only play it for an hour a week or something because kiddo's watching TV on there or the wife's watching TV or whatever it may be. So it got to a point where I'm like, okay, well, I'll play games on the laptop. Why not? And my brother got a computer, like, for Christmas, and he was like, oh yeah, Zach, you gotta check out these games on the computer, they're wicked, you can play all the games we're playing right now on the PlayStation, but the graphics are better, and blah 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 blah, and I was like, alright, yeah, cool, whatever, I'll try it on the laptop. And we ended up playing this game. This game is called Paladins. Now, if you have a PlayStation, a Xbox, a Switch, or a computer, go download Paladins right now, message me, tell me that you downloaded Paladins, and I will add you to our Discord group. You can play with us in the group, and we will have a great time because we love Paladins. This game is fantastic. I've been playing it for over a year now, on and off, but I've really got back into it ever since I got this new computer. So I was playing Paladins with my brother on the laptop, but it was on the lowest graphics, the lowest settings, and it was all pixelated. It was basically like playing a game from the 1990s, like a Final Fantasy VII or something. And I say that because it just got remade, and everyone is going batshit crazy about it being remade, so that's kind of cool that they remade that game, but that's neither here or there. That's kind of me getting off topic on my story. I'm going to move my microphone a little bit closer to me so I can lean back a little bit. Fantastic. So, we play Paladins. I enjoyed myself again, and I could actually play games while my baby was watching TV. And I call her my baby. She's a year and a half now, but she's still my baby, you know what I mean? So she was watching TV, I was playing games, the wife was watching TV on her iPad or playing on her phone. It doesn't matter what she was doing, it didn't matter because I was chilling on my games. So she was watching TV, she would occasionally come up to me, say up, I'd pick her up and she'd start playing on the laptop with me. Cool times, right? And then go to a point where I was like, okay, well, if I can't spend $60 for the year for the PlayStation subscription, and I can't play my PlayStation, and I'm using this laptop a lot, and I want to start the podcast again. I need to get so comfortable here. Oh, that's so much better. And if I'm trying to do the podcast, sorry guys, but like I said, raw and uncut. That's what today is. It's just a kind of a talking thing, kind of like a therapy session almost, if you will. Me to you, welcome back, kind of thing, Zach. Welcome back to season 2 of The Synopsis. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it season 2. Season 1 was 6 months ago. Get over it. We're like a grand TV theatrical piece. We take a good 6 months before we get back into the swing of things. So, we're playing these games anyway. Like I was saying, off topic, sorry. We're playing these games and I got to a point where I'm like, okay, if I can't justify the PlayStation subscription, I can't play the PlayStation. All I'm doing is playing on this laptop. Why don't I buy a computer? And I was thinking about it, and I was looking at the price, and I said, holy shit, these motherfuckers are expensive as all hell. I can't justify spending that much money on a computer. And I started looking on eBay, on Mercari, on Amazon, on Letgo, Craigslist, all those sites, where you can get cheap stuff, you will sell stuff cheaper. And, they were pretty cheap, but there was problems with them, or they were not good quality or something. And any ones that you could find good were pretty much nearly the price of a new one, which had a keyboard and a mouse pad, but they were selling them on these websites with just the tower. So I said to myself, okay, I'll think about it. A week went by, I'm still thinking about it, I'm still looking into it. I'm playing on a laptop, I'm getting more and more frustrated because it was lagging, there was graphic glitches, all this stuff. I'm just like, bruh, I can't play like this. And my brother's in my ear, Zach, get a laptop, you want to get a computer, get a new computer, just get one. It's whatever, you can deal with it, I have to pay for it later. Just put it on a credit card or something. I was like, yeah, we're not working though. I don't know when we're going to work again because of this whole damn COVID-19 corona stuff. And he's like, yeah, it's okay, just put it on a credit card. I don't want to pay. And I ended up paying $1,400, right? But I didn't want to end up paying $1,400 on a Discover card. Damn, how long that would take to pay off right now? And how much interest I would gain on that? I said, damn, I ain't doing that. 2 weeks went by, I was like, shit, I'm still playing these games. I'm still playing long hours on them. And, the kiddo's still coming up to me and we're still chilling with each other. But, it's not processing graphically, it's not fast, it's just terrible. It's just like playing an Atari Pong game. And if you've ever played those, you know what the hell I'm talking about. The slow response time and everything just going like frame by frame. It was terrible. I couldn't even play any other games but Paladins. And that just tells you how great of a game Paladins is that I could run it on my shitty computer laptop at the time. Third week comes, and now we're sitting here. Like this, and I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm getting this computer. So I said to my wife, I said, look, I want to get a computer. She said, no, they're too expensive. I said, I don't care. She said, no. So I kept looking on Mercari, I kept looking on eBay, Craigslist, Amazon, everywhere I could think of to get a laptop or a desktop. And I kept looking, and my wife kept seeing me look on my phone at desktops and monitors and PC, everything. And eventually she caved in. She said, Zach, if you want one that bad, get one. Just put it on the credit card. And then I was like, no, I'm not putting it on the Discover card. That motherfucker's going to be expensive as shit. I can't afford that. And then I looked on Best Buy, and Best Buy was a lifesaver because they gave me a Best Buy credit card, 12%, no interest. I said, my boys, it's bought. So I ended up buying an iPower computer, 16 gigabytes of RAM, shit ton of things. It's lit up and everything. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fancy, if I say so myself. And that's what I'm using right now to record this podcast. And actually, as I mentioned that, I'm going to take a picture of this and post it on the Synopsis Instagram. And what you can do is when you hear this part of the podcast, you can go over to that and like the photo that I am posting, because it will be live by the time this is put on. So it's not going to be a very clear picture. It's just going to be a pretty shitty. Actually, you know what? I'm going to stand up for a second, guys. And you're going to wait while I take this photo. Because I'm going to be fancy. Okay, I took it. Joel. Y'all were just a part of history right there. Y'all were a part of history. Alright, I'm moving my chair forward. Okay, so yeah. So here we are. The caption is going to be new setup and a new podcast coming out tonight. Exclamation points. Hashtag the synopsis. Hashtag season 2. There you go. So now it has been posted. So y'all better be on that and liking it and doing all that good stuff, okay? For real. Now, as I was saying before that, I got the computer, got it home, everything, we were good to go, awesome. It's been good. It's been holding up. Everything's been doing well. Like, I haven't had any complaints. My streams have been good on Twitch, and this recordings are going really well. So I'm quite happy about it. Now, let's talk about my live streaming career. I started live streaming again since I could actually live stream. I'm not professional or anything like that. I have the microphone set up, I have the computer, you know, all that good stuff. And it's just basically me and my brother playing Paladins or playing Call of Duty or Fortnite or whatever it is. Risk. We played Risk recently. That was fun. EWR. EWR is Extreme Wrestling Revolution. It's a booking simulator game, which I love to play. So you may catch me on stream a lot playing EWR or doing EWR stuff. But mostly streaming is Paladins because I enjoy playing that game with my brother. So if you want to follow me, twitch.tv/ForTheWolves. Look me up. I am there. I have 3 followers right now, so hopefully we can increase that. Like I said, I only started live streaming again today, or yesterday, as of this podcast going up, and I'm enjoying it. Like I said, if you have a Switch, an Xbox, a PlayStation, any of that, download Paladins, send me a message on the Instagram, or, you know, email, whatever it may be, send me a message, let me know you downloaded it. I will add you on my friend list and we can play together and we'll have some fun. We enjoy playing and we just have a good time. We're not professionals or anything like that. We just shoot the shit with each other and play. And that's how it should be really right now. You know, we're in a state of the world right now where a lot of things are uncertain and a lot of situations are stressful. They don't need to be stressful. And if we can make them less stressful by playing some games or taking your mind off it just by this little podcast or something. Even though this isn't the best podcast you'll listen to this week, this month, or even this year. If it takes your mind off of something for at least 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever it may be, whatever the length this may be, then it's done something right. And if that's my little contribution to society, since I can't work or go outside really because I don't want to risk my child or my pregnant wife with this disease, then so be it. I'll be more than happy to talk into a microphone to entertain the select few who decide to listen to season 2 of The Synopsis. Thank you. And I hope you guys enjoy what is to come. Now, like I said, I'm not really going to be doing research on stuff. I'm kind of just going to be shooting from the hip and talking about life or whatever. My original idea was to talk about the St. Louis Anarchy wrestling that was coming up. I've been going to every event this year. So far they have been amazing. I've gone with my buddy Nick, shout out to Nick. We've gone twice and I went once alone with the wife and we had a good time. You know, her getting more pregnant now, she can't really sit on those folding chairs, so it is what it is. But we've had a good time, you know what I mean, have a couple drinks, have some pizza at the Spaulding Hall in Alton, Illinois, and I would do reviews of it. But because there's been no events, I haven't really been doing much. What me and my wife decided to do is, because she is a little younger than me by, I want to say 5 years now. Am I that old? Yeah, I'm that old. I'm nearly in my 30s now. Jesus, I'm old. Holy crap. But yeah, there's a 5-year difference. So she hasn't seen a lot of the movies that I have seen from back in the day, like Child's Play or Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, The Ring, The Grudge, Exorcist, all those cult classics, you know, Edward Scissorhands, Clockwork Orange, all those kind of things that people are just like, oh, you need to see this movie. So what we've been doing is watching one of those movies, ideally a day or at least once a week. We've had one of those movies that we've watched, and we've kind of just gone through it with her, and it's been her first time seeing it. So a few days ago, we saw Child's Play for the first time for her, and she liked it. And I told her, you know, this is just like the build-up to the Chucky series. You know, Child's Play 2 is where it gets good. And obviously, they don't have that on Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, or anything like that. So that was kind of a bummer. It's not like I can go to the library and rent it. You know, in case you missed it, guys, a lot of places are closed. So the next night, we ended up watching Nightmare on Elm Street. And it was the remake. It wasn't the original, the 1980s one. It was a 2010 one, I want to say. And it was decent, you know. It was a little bit different to the 1980s one. The 1980s one, Freddy Krueger was a child killer who got off on a technicality. And then when the parents found out, they ran him into the building and lit it on fire and killed him. In the remake, Freddy was implied to be a child molester. And then the parents found out. And they did the same thing. They, you know, ran him into a building, burnt him and killed him. Just little tweaks here and there that changed it from the original movie. Which, you know, I'm not really, you know, I like directors can put their own spin on things. But it's not necessarily a good thing when you're taking it from a child killer to a child molester. Either way, it's still bad. So you may as well keep it as one thing instead of being a two thing across the board. Because now the Freddy Krueger character is a child molester slash killer. And that's just double bad. You don't want that. And then with Friday the 13th, again, a little bit different, a little bit remade, a little bit different. It was still good. I mean, I liked the movie. This was a remake as well. It was like the 2012? Something like that version, but it was decent. It wasn't like the original. But overall, it was a good movie. The Ring, we are going to watch soon. She has yet to see that. I tried to convince her to watch Ringu, which is the Japanese original movie of The Ring, which is a lot more creepier, a lot more scarier. The atmosphere is completely different, but it's not in English, and she wants to watch a movie, not read it. So I understand that. I would understand most of it without having to read the subtitles because of the Japanese language. And I'll tell you this, guys, it is difficult to learn Japanese, and I'm not even going to lie to you and tell you I can read it fluently, because I sure can't. There's over 200 characters in the alphabet. 200, because you have multiple alphabets, and when combined, gives you that many numbers. You know, if you don't study it every day, you're going to forget it so quickly. It's not like English. Like, you'll be able to speak it, not a problem. But reading it would be a pain in the ass. So she doesn't want to read Ringu, basically, in the English subtitles. She wants to watch The Ring, which is fine. It was still scary for the time it came out. Personally, I prefer Ringu, and that's not me being a culture swine or anything like that. That's just me preferring the atmosphere and all that good stuff. And it's nice to see that my recording software of Audacity still will screw up on a brand new computer. So I will need to find a new voice recording software. If you have any suggestions, please send them to me in DMs or on Twitch, whatever it may be, because I'm not about to do this again with Audacity and have it fuck up day in, day out, because that shit just sucks. I'm not about that life, guys. Like, so, I want to watch the Candyman. Candyman is a movie I want her to watch. I think she'll like that. It's an interesting take on the old horror genre that a lot of people don't respect the Candyman, like Freddy or Jason or Leprechaun or Chucky. But the Candyman was a good character. Like, yo, if you've seen the original Candyman, the 1983 one, I think it was a good movie. Like, if you haven't, go out your way, find it. It's on Netflix right now. Just search Candyman, you'll find it. It's a good little movie. So that's a couple of movies that we'll be watching or looking for. and we'll check him out, I'll watch him again. I showed it The Exorcist like 3 or 4 years ago, the original one, not the remake. Robert the Doll is one that I saw on Amazon Prime that I'm interested in. I've heard it's not that good. It's a lot like The Boy, which was out like 2 or 3 years ago, which was a pretty interesting movie. Very psychological drama compared to horror. Or psychological horror, I guess you could call it. That was a good movie too. I actually liked The Boy. But I've heard Robert the Doll is supposed to be pretty interesting. Kind of like Human Centipede interesting, I guess. I'm not sure. But I'll check that one out probably as well. But yeah, definitely check out the movies I mentioned, guys. Like, they're decent little flicks. And in this time, now's the time to catch up on movies, books, learn a language, learn a new skill, play some games. Now's the time to relax and unwind, so when the world does pick up and life starts again, we can all be back at our best, mentally, physically, whatever it may be, we'll be at our best. And I think that's how we need to look at this virus, we need to look at the situation. Is the world isn't stopping because something's wrong, but the world is taking a break because we all need a break once in a while in our lifetime. And now is as good a time as any. 2020 has been a hell of a year already. The wildfires in Australia, and that was only in January. We're only in April. That was in January, the wildfires. We lost Kobe in February. Corona's March. April, there may be another coronavirus part 2. There might be more things happen. It's just non-stop. 2020 has been an interesting year, and it doesn't have any signs of laying up, so be prepared. This is why we should take this as a mental break, because when everything goes back to it, like those who are working in an unemployment office right now, I have major respect for, because 6.6 million Americans last week alone, new Americans applied for unemployment. Can you imagine going through all that paperwork? Jeez. By the time they get through with that damn paperwork, we're going to be open again. The world's going to be back to how it should be. So it's kind of a weird situation we're in. So everyone just be safe, be smart, be careful, and keep a positive outlook on things, because it could be a lot worse. Like, we could be in a zombie apocalypse right now. We could be in a state where nothing's open and we're all fighting to survive. Like, that's where we could be, but we're not. We've somehow managed to keep it as a civilization. And look at the positives. Like, nature is returning to things, the ozone layer is starting to recover. There's all these positives that are happening because of this virus, so just think about the positives and try not to worry about the negatives as much. And like I said, you just got to keep that positive outlook. Check out a new movie, check out a new book, learn a new skill, learn to juggle, learn magic. Download Paladins and add me on Discord for the Wolves, and then we can play Paladins together. Please, please add me on Paladins. It's really annoying when you're playing by yourself and you don't have a healer and you don't have a team to work with. Please, for the love of God, add me. Paladins on Switch, Nintendo, or Xbox, or Play, or PC, whatever you want to do, just add me. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty much what we've been doing for the last 6 months. Working, coming home, spending time with the family, and then sleeping. And even then, like, my work schedule was pretty crazy. I was waking up at 4 a.m, working at 5 a.m, and not getting home till maybe 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And then by the time I get home, you know, the baby, she goes to sleep at 7. By the time I get home, she's in bed. You know, I need to shower. I unwind. By the time I unwind and go to sleep, it's like 10 o'clock. I'm waking up again at 4. I'm trying to get those 6 hours in, but even then, you can't guarantee you get those hours of sleeping. So now we have this quarantine time, we have this relaxation time, and somebody, Caddy Gutters, has liked the photo on Instagram before I've even posted anything. Isn't that something? Geez, a podcaster out of Bakersfield, California, and she likes to answer questions, so cool. That's cool. So shout out to you, my dear. Shout out to you, whoever's making that pizza, it's pretty nasty. Yeah, that's burnt and that is uncooked. So let me know what you guys want to see. Or want to see. Jesus, I feel like I'm on Twitch. Let me know what you guys want to hear from on the podcast moving forward. Do you want me just to ramble about stuff, talk about life, talk about everything in general? Do you want me to do segments like I did last season where we were doing like songs and we were talking on the songs? Or, you know, do you want me to research stuff, but not necessarily all the fancy stuff, like the horror and that, just kind of talk about subjects in the world? You know, the election's coming up, Bernie, didn't drop out. He stopped campaigning during the time for this COVID. So don't think that Bernie's just out of the race, because he isn't. He just suspended his campaign. So there's a lot of ill information from the American public there. Just keep that in mind when everyone's voting, that Bernie will still be on the ballots. Whether you like him or you don't, he'll still be there. Or do you have different thoughts about, like, medical marijuana or alcohol or whatever it may be? Should I just shoot the shit with you guys? Shoot the breeze, if you will? Do you want me to talk about things that interest me? Video games, wrestling, other podcasts to listen to? I have a lot of podcasts that I listen to personally that you guys might be interested in. Do you want me to talk about music again? Like, musicians I've listened to, I follow. The homie Dylan Reese, for example. Dylan Reese is going to drop Rap Dylan at the end of April. Check it out. Trust me, it's going to be a banger of an EP. His album came out most recently. When did that come out? I want to say March it came out, but it was a banger of an album as well. I've got a hard copy of it, I've got a digital copy of it, I've got all the swag, the merch, the Sweet Dreams, the Piece of Cake, all that swag. Really good shit from the boy, Dylan Reese. Oh, do you want me to talk about, sports? You know, where are sports right now? The XFL just laid off all its employees yesterday, April 10th. Of 2020. All the employees got laid off of the XFL, and it just restarted because they're classified as non-essential workers. They were told, hey, you'll all have your jobs in 2021, but right now you ain't needed, so you're all fired. So what does that mean for the XFL? Would the XFL continue next season? Will the public back it? Will it take a stock damage to the WWE, who are, you know, Vince McMahon owns the XFL, and he also owns World Wrestling Entertainment. There was a lawsuit saying that he took a lot of the World Wrestling Entertainment stocks to fund the XFL. Now, that hasn't been proved. Hypothetically, if that is the case, then the XFL closing, would that take a hit on the WWE stocks? And then, with the XFL closing, you know, all the stocks for, like, Manchester United, for example, or stocks in the NBA, or whatever it may be, sports stocks, sporting store stocks, the whole economy, you know, we put trillions of dollars into a stimulus package to try and reboost the stock market, but it's still going down. I've lost a lot of money in the stock market. Do we want to talk about stock markets? Do you want to talk about trading? Like, there's so many things we can just shoot the shit about. And that's what I want this podcast to be. I tried last season, is what we're calling it, to go on a path like spooky shit or horror stuff, because it was getting more listens and more people were checking it out, and compared to like me reviewing anime or music or telling you how to cook with your favorite types of food or whatever. But I'm not about to go down that path and do all that research and all that shit if I'm not going to spend time with my kids, my family. So if you don't mind there being background noise occasionally, or the kid, or the dogs, or cats, or whatever it may be, then by all means, I'll knock out some of these motherfuckers right there and then, like, boom, and we'll just talk shit about stuff that happened. But I don't want to be researching stuff. I don't want to be one of those podcasts like, oh my god, I gotta research all this shit and try and tell a story and blah, 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 because then people get bored. People don't see the realism. They just hear, you know, you can look online to find the shit I found about all the spooky houses or all the curses online and all that shit. Like, you can find that stuff online, because that's how I found it, so I know it's there. If you really want to, you can find it online, but the shit, that's my opinion, there's only one way you're going to find that out, and that's listening to the podcast. So let me know, I guess, at the end of the day. Keep positive. I mean, I don't know what else to really say. This is kind of just like a comeback tour. Don't call it a comeback, just call it a new season. How about that? Oh, by the way, yeah, while I'm on the subject, I've got a Turtle Beach headset here in my hands that I bought as well. Really comfortable headset. If you guys are looking for headsets, definitely check out Turtle Beach. Not sponsored. I wish I was. And also, if you're looking for energy drinks, check out Venom for the energy drinks. Hella cheap, 99 cents only at most gas stations. They're from Dr. Pepper. Again, not sponsored. I don't have any sponsors because we are starting from scratch. So if you want to sponsor the synopsis, or you want to, you know, put our name into somewhere for us to be sponsored by all means, drop me a line, let me know. Raz Energy Drink was something that we were in talks with sponsoring about. Obviously, because of the coronavirus and everything, haven't got around to really filling out that paperwork and trying to get in contact with them. So as of now, we aren't sponsored by them, but I will shout out Raz Energy as well. They have some great products, nice flavors. So if you're looking for energy drinks, check out Raz Energy or Venom from the Dr. Pepper Company. Both are very high quality. So that's pretty much it, guys. That's pretty much all I can think about talking. Let me look here real quick at my mouse. I actually got a bend from my couch that I moved over to the microphone because I was too lazy to figure anything else out to make my back feel better. So we're only about 30 to 40 minutes into this podcast, really. And like I said, it's just kind of a nice to see you again, guys. I'm back kind of vibe. So let me know, again, for like the fifth time, I'm pretty sure I've said it now. Let me know the direction you want me to go. Let me know what you want me to say or what you want me to talk about. I can talk about food. I can teach you how to cook. I can do a live stream on the podcast Instagram once a week or something and teach you guys how to cook a meal or cook some food or something like that. If that's something you're interested in, let me know. I can get recipes and shit, portion it out, and then you can guys kind of do a watch along or something like that, you know? I want more interaction with you guys. I want you guys to be more on board. We do have a Patreon, patreon.com/thesynopsispod. We do have donations on Anchor that you can do, and we also have PayPal if you want to donate to the podcast to help us upgrade our equipment, to upgrade the way we're doing things. I mean, like I said, I just dropped $1,500 nearly on a computer to try and upgrade the podcast. Next thing is I probably need to get a better Phantom Power for this condenser mic, because this Phantom Power box that I have doesn't seem to be doing the job as well. There's a buzzing noise in the background that I have to edit out every time that I upload. But that's not really anything major, but obviously it's something that can be very inconvenient when you keep going throughout the days. And it's one of those things where eventually you're just like, oh my god, I'm sick of hearing this buzzing noise, I need to get a new condenser box. But that costs money too. So like I said, Patreon, Anchor, I prefer Patreon or PayPal, honestly, and that's not me trying to sound greedy or begging for money, but that way most of the money goes to the Synopsis podcast and it doesn't get taken out of a percentage and doesn't get held for a while. We were sponsored by Anchor for a while when Anchor was doing our podcast, and they sponsored us for a month, and all the money that was donated to us or that we made off of revenues, they held 25% of it in an account for 60 days before I could access it, and then after that they took 10% of that out of my earnings. So wasn't the best thing for them, you know. It is what it is. Like, they have to make money somehow, I get it, but it didn't work out in my favor. So Patreon or PayPal works if you want to donate for the Synopsis. You don't have to. Like I said, this is a free podcast for all you guys just to listen to and chill out. It's always nice though to help each other in need. I've been trying to help people out the best I can with this COVID situation. There's only so much only one person can do, but if enough people band together, then guess what? We may get somewhere, and it may be good for people, like I said. So if you don't want to donate to me, maybe look into your local COVID relief center or something like that. See if there's some money you can give to people who need it more. People who are struggling to pay bills and that. Like I said, I'm not working right now, so I am definitely trying to pay some bills, but at the same time, I will survive without $5, $10, $15, $20. There's some people who literally need $20 to eat tonight, or to eat tomorrow, or to feed their kid tomorrow, or to buy their child diapers because everyone's bought them and selling them for an outrageous price online. So always just keep that in mind. Keep in mind of how lucky we are right now to even just be listening to this podcast, let alone me being recording this podcast. We are lucky to be in a scenario where we can do that. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you guys tuning in again to what is season 2 of the Synopsis. I hope you guys have faith that I will be able to continue uploading, because I hope I will be able to. I don't see any reason why I won't be able to. Like I said though, you guys gotta keep telling me what you want, because my drawing board is completely blank. Season 2 is completely blank. You know what? Before we end, Let's talk about it. I know you're thinking, well, Zach, you haven't addressed. Let's talk about Tiger King. Okay, let's talk about Tiger King. Tiger King is dropping a new episode tomorrow, April 12th, 2020. It is dropping a follow-up episode of the documentary. The whole Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, you know, her husband, her killing her husband, feeding them to the tigers, or throwing them in a septic tank, or doing something. She killed her husband, okay? At the end of the day, she killed her husband. She put it out there in public media. I'm not afraid of being prosecuted or anything like that because she murdered her husband. She took the van back without the police, seizing it. She had time to take away evidence. She had time to wipe everything clean, of course. And then the will got changed to "in the event of my disappearance, not my murder." Like, come on. Come on, guys. Let's be real. And Joe Exotic is just as bad as everyone else. They're all fucking crazy in that show. And more so, nobody won in the whole thing. Nothing good came of this. No tigers were saved. No lions were saved. No, nothing was saved. Everyone's still in the fucking zoo. At the end of the day, they're all in the zoo. And everyone's like, oh, well, they should have them out in nature. These big cat rescue. Oh, they need to be in nature. Well, fuck me. When you have poachers and fucking people hunting these animals because they think it's a prized catch, then why would you have them in nature? That makes no fucking sense. We extinct so many fucking animals because we hunted them to extinction because we're fucking idiots as a whole race and we're stupid. The animals aren't the problem. Humans are the problem. Right? Just remember that. The humans are the problem. Like, when you go fishing, 9 times out of 10 you're going to throw the fish back. When you go hunting, though, once you shoot the animal, that's it. They're dying. They're dead. That's it. Maybe, you know, take a tranquilizer dart or something. Use that as a fucking hunting machine. Use that as something to hunt the animal. So then all you're doing is knocking the animal out, not killing it. And then maybe that way we wouldn't have an extinction of white rhinos, or an extinction of rhinos, or giraffes, or fucking basic things. You know, bees. Dodos. You know, iguanas. There's a lot of things. I don't know if iguanas are extinct, or becoming extinct. I don't fucking know. But you get my point. So stuff like Tiger King, which is saying, hey, these places are wrong to hold these animals. Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, they're breeding these animals in a confined area where people who are hunting them for gain or for trophy prizes or whatever can't get to them, which is kind of a good thing. But at the same time, you don't want to see that. You want to see them in nature. So if we can get to the point in the human race where we're not hunting animals for sport, that'd be great, you know. I know the purge was supposed to happen last month, according to the movie. It didn't happen, guys. So maybe we don't need to hunt people for sport. Maybe we don't need to hunt animals for sport either, huh? Just throwing that out there. Like I said, if you're throwing back fish or you're knocking out an animal and then letting it go upon its way, then cool. Awesome. Do your thing. But if you're literally going out there shooting a duck, okay, duck's dead. Great. You shot a chicken, chicken's dead. Okay, cool. Shot a deer, deer's dead. Okay, well, what did you achieve? You didn't achieve shit. You shoot a tiger and kill a tiger? What did you achieve? Okay, you managed to kill a tiger, which is on the endangered species list. What did you achieve? Tell me. By all means, I am all ears to listen to what you achieved, what you thought you achieved, because you sure as fuck didn't achieve nothing on my end, Dougie. I can guarantee that was nothing achieved on my end. But yeah, that's my 2 cents on Tiger King. Carol Baskin killed her husband. She's a fucking bitch. Joe Exotic's crazy, and humans are shitty people. So that's Tiger King in pretty much one paragraph summary. Now, with that being said, we have a lot of things we can discuss next episode on the podcast, but for now, I think we're just going to go ahead and leave it there, sign off on that note of everybody fucking sucks, and we should be lucky that we are all surviving right now and all are in good health and can be in the shape of listening to this podcast. So I have been Zach from The Synopsis. Welcome to Season 2 of the podcast. And I look forward to taking this ride with you. Like I said, let me know on Instagram or on any form of social media. Instagram, Snapchat. Not Snapchat. We don't have Snapchat. Instagram or Twitter. The best two ways to reach us, Instagram or Twitter. Twitter at The Synopsis Pod. And the same with Instagram at The Synopsis Pod. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to hear my thoughts on, because I'm more than happy to ramble and ramble about any fucking shit. And let me know how you want the format to go. If you don't mind the kids being in the background, some noises and that occasionally, fucking A, we'll get more podcasts knocked out. But let me know. Instagram, Twitter. I feel like I repeat myself a lot when I'm trying to end these podcasts, but that's because you always think of something else to say at the very end, and then you feel like you have to repeat what you just said. And it goes on and on and on. But that's not going to happen now. I'm just going to end it right here, guys. Thank you for listening. This has been our comeback episode, season 2. We are back. We are live, baby. Welcome back to the rabbit hole.